Can't get enough of Rebel Girls? Well, luckily, the Rebel Girls app is now completely free. That's right. You can listen to the entire library of goodnight stories for Rebel Girls ad-free. Plus, check out the app's cool features, like activities, trivia, custom playlists, and more. All parent-trusted and kids-safe. Find out more at rebelgirls.com/audio and download the Rebel Girls app today. Thanks for listening.
Once upon a time, there was a girl
who dreamed of flying through the stars,
who dared to resist injustice,
who lived to a beat and a rhythm that was all her own.
Her name was
Chloe.
Frida.
Oprah.
Celia Cruz.
Josephine.
Greta.
Ruth.
Alice.
One day, she
wondered, could today be the beginning of something new?
This was her one opportunity to do something, something big.
So that's exactly what she did.
Along the way, she discovered that
she wasn't alone.
Her body felt strong, her mind sharp.
She was prepared to work as hard as it took.
Her words were making a real change, and she felt powerful.
I'm Gayle King.
I'm Andra Day.
I'm Diane Gibbons.
I'm Lindsay Vaughn.
I'm Jamila Jamal.
I'm Anita Hill.
I'm Brenda Chapman.
I'm Alana Glazer.
And this is Goodnight Stories for Rebel Girls.
Listen wherever you get your podcasts or find out more at rebelgirls.com/audio.
It's me, Birdie, the conductor of the story train. I'm the one that wears a green baseball cap with a little white birdie on the front and my favorite overalls. All aboard the story train, find a comfy seat. We're about to leave the station, and you know what that means. We're going someplace new. One whistle, we're on our way. I wonder where Story Train will lead us this time. We're entering the Rainbow Tunnel. Hold on, everyone. It's off to far, far away. This is so exciting. Just on the other side of the short Rainbow Tunnel lies our destination. That was quick. We're already at the end of the tunnel. I know this place. We're in a corner of the lush, vibrant Amazon rainforest. This small pocket of the Amazon is lovingly called Lento because it is home to some notoriously slow creatures, sloths. Today's story is about a sloth who struggles to fit in. It's called The Speediest Sloth. In the pocket of the Amazon rainforest known as Lento, where time seemed to move at its own leisurely pace and the greatest number of sloths could be counted, lived Stevie, a sloth unlike any other. Stevie, you see, was born with an unusual zest for life and an incredible turn of, well, speed. While his sloth family and friends lounged in the treetops, moving as slow as molasses, Stevie zipped from branch to branch with the energy of a Pattus monkey. The problem wasn't just that the other sloths couldn't keep up with Stevie. It was also that they didn't want to. You see, Stevie's heart was as big as his speed was great. He loved nothing more than chatting with the parrots, racing with the capybaras, and on rare occasions trying to engage the giant armadillos in a game of tag. But sloths? Ha! Try as he might, poor Stevie could never get his fellow sloths to join him in any of the fun. As you may or may not know, this is because sloths typically aren't much for games or chatter. They're solitary creatures, despite their big signature sweet smile appearance. It was true. The sloths preferred to spend their days in serene solitude, hanging from branches and munching leisurely on leaves. And this made poor Stevie very much an outsider among his own kind. Because of his unusual ways, Stevie often found himself the subject of teasing when the other sloths did happen to communicate with each other. The other sloths would say, "Slow down, Stevie. Why the rush?" Or, "Silly Stevie, always in a hurry. Where have you got to go anyway?" Ugh, it hurt Stevie's feelings being called out for being so different, but he couldn't help who he was, and he couldn't bear living so slowly. He had a need for speed in a world that valued solitary living and slowness. This difference was most keenly felt by Stevie when he interacted with Solomon, an elderly sloth deeply respected for his wisdom and strict adherence to the traditional, slothful ways of life. Solomon, embodying the essence of what it meant to be a sloth, viewed Stevie's lively behavior with clear disapproval. From his vantage point high among the lush canopy, he would often observe Stevie, his head slowly shaking in dismay at the young sloth's uncharacteristic playfulness. To Solomon, Stevie's speed and enthusiasm were just not unusual, but a deviation from the very core of what defined them as sloths, and especially as proud sloths of Lento, where their population was so notoriously slow. One lazy afternoon, as Stevie was practicing his rapid vine-swinging skills, Solomon called out to him in a slow, drawn-out voice.
"Stevie, remember, you're a sloth, not a monkey. It's unnatural, all of this swinging around. Slow down."
Stevie, swinging to a stop, looked at Solomon with a frown. "But I like being fast, Solomon. It's fun, and I get to see so much of the forest this way." Solomon sighed deeply, his voice tinged with irritation.
"You're missing the point of being a sloth, Stevie. We take our time. We save for the moment. You're always in such a hurry. Don't you worry that you'll wind up missing the beauty of life? You pass it all by so quickly."
This exchange left Stevie feeling deflated. He'd always known he was different, but Solomon's words made him feel as if he didn't belong in Lento, or with any sloths anywhere, at all. That night he lay on his branch, gazing up at the starlit sky, and wondered if there was something wrong with him after all. Why couldn't he just be happy moving slowly like the rest of his snuggle? A snuggle is the actual term for a group of sloths. Oh, everything about his kind sounded sleepy, even their terminology. The next day, as Stevie was zooming through the treetops, he heard a commotion near the forest's edge. The humans were there, with their big machines and loud noises, working on something that Stevie couldn't quite understand. He watched curiously from a safe distance, his keen eyes taking in the scene. In the midst of the chaos, Stevie noticed a small, frightened squirrel. The little creature was scurrying frantically, trying to find its way back to the safety of the trees. But it was trapped by the humans and their machines. They were cutting down the trees, and the little squirrel's home was next. Stevie's heart raced. He knew he had to do something, and fast. Without a second thought, he darted down the tree trunk and raced across the forest floor. He was a blur of fur and determination, his usual slothy smile replaced by a look of fierce concentration. The other sloths watched in astonishment. "Look at Stevie go!" they exclaimed, their slow voices tinged with disbelief. "Why, he's fast and fearless!" Stevie reached the squirrel just as the big machine was about to topple its tree. With swift precision, he scooped up the tiny creature and raced back with it to the safety of the forest, just as the tree came crashing down. The little squirrel was shaking with fear, but thanks to Stevie, it was unharmed.
"Thank you," it squeaked, its tiny eyes wide with gratitude. "You saved me!"
Stevie, panting slightly from the exertion, smiled. "It's what rainforest friends do," he said. "Are you okay?"
"Yes, thanks to you," the squirrel replied. "I don't know what I would have done without you."
Word of Stevie's heroic deed spread quickly through the rainforest. The sloths, who had watched the entire scene unfold, were amazed. Perhaps they had been wrong about Stevie after all. Maybe,
just maybe,
being fast and friendly weren't such bad things after all. The squirrels in particular were grateful to Stevie for saving one of their young, and they were impressed by his bravery and speed. So they approached him with a proposition.
"Stevie," said the eldest squirrel, "you have shown great courage. We would be honored if you would consider joining our Scurry, which is the name for a group of squirrels. Will you join our family?"
Stevie's heart leapt with joy. He had always longed to be a part of a community that appreciated his unique talents.
"I would love that," he exclaimed. Thank you.
And so Stevie, the speediest sloth, became an honorary member of the squirrel family. He helped them gather nuts, he played games with the younger squirrels, and even taught them a thing or two about moving quickly. Stevie still visited with the sloths in Lento often, sharing stories of his adventures and sometimes just hanging around, enjoying their quiet companionship. After all, what happened with Stevie, seeing his heroism and his acceptance by the squirrels, had caused the other sloths to shift their perspective just slightly. Now they realized that being different wasn't a bad thing. In fact, it could be quite wonderful. They started to venture out of their own comfort zones, trying new things and even, on occasion, picking up the pace just a bit. Only a little, though. After all, as the eldest sloth Solomon pointed out, change takes time, and for most sloths, it comes slowly. The corner of the Amazon rainforest called Lento became a place where differences were celebrated and friendships were treasured. Stevie, the speediest sloth, had shown everyone that it's not just okay to be yourself, it's the best way. It's time for us to head back to Pflugerville. Here comes the Rainbow Tunnel. Come back and see me again. You never know where the story train will take us. And if you like stories, search for Go Kid Go wherever you listen and you'll find lots of great adventures. See you next time.
Go Kid Go.
Do you like to laugh? Who am I kidding? Who doesn't like to laugh? So, okay, if you love to laugh, you'll love Don't Break the Rules. It's a hilarious comedy improv podcast where the voice actors make up their lines on the spot and try to be the only actor who doesn't break the rules. These talented actors are great at coming up with silly scenes and stories when they follow the rules for the episode. And it gets even sillier when they accidentally break the rules. The stories are guided by suggestions from kids like you, and the episodes feature laughs, burps, and the occasional unicorn. So if you'd like to giggle and play along, be sure to listen to Don't Break the Rules wherever you listen to podcasts.